Greetings and welcome to another episode of All Things Movies and Sports. I'm Dave.
And I am Adam.
Oh, welcome back.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Oh, it's great.
Be back. You know, I've actually put my phone on silent.
I'm glad I did.
Yeah, I know. Because, you know, there's nothing worse than doing a podcast and your phone goes off.
Oh, I know. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, it's... So, yeah, I'll just throw mine over there so I don't, so yes. It doesn't get me, but yeah.
We'll get done today, mate.
Yeah, yeah. No, we won't let it happen again.
Yes.
So, all things movies and sports, where we, Adam and I, just have a bit of a chin wag about a Marvel movie that we've watched. Well, comic book movie, it's been Marvel this week again. And then we finish off with a bit of sport.
Yeah. Bit of sport, looking forward to that. But we should mix it up and do maybe a DC or something like that, maybe.
Happy to do that as well, mate. Happy to do that as well.
Yeah, things, yeah. We might cross that bridge at the end.
Sure. You've just fucked up that analogy, but sure.
Oh, it's really good to see you again, Dave.
Yeah, it is. So we'll just let everyone know. Adam's up in Queensland, and I'm still down in sunny Canberra.
That's why.
Sorry, say again.
You're a fuckhead.
Well, no, because we're doing this over a FaceTime chat. Sometimes whatever Adam's saying doesn't come through.
No, I thought you actually were just taking the piss then, because I said, I'm in Queensland, and I said there's a delay, and you went, what was that?
Oh, no. Had I heard what you said, then I would have gone with that. But no, because that was a perfect one. Damn it.
Unscripted.
Yeah.
This is all unscripted.
Yeah. Can you tell? Yeah. nice. So how you been, mate? You been good?
Doing very well, mate. Yeah, adjusting to the heat. The body core temperature's taking a little bit of a hit. It's not used to it, but it's adjusting, yeah. Doing a lot of sweat is happening.
You are from there, so I didn't think it would have taken you too long to acclimatise.
Been away for a while.
Got a bit soft, have you?
Yeah. Little Nancy boy. Yeah, mate. But, and you've been good?
Yeah. Canberra's awesome, as always.
Does it miss me?
It does. It's said many times that it wishes you were back inside it again.
Yeah, I have no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a long history.
Yeah. Yes. Well, let's just leave it at that, shall we? Yes. Yes.
Hey, what movie are we doing, David?
Well, mate, as you may recall from our last podcast, which was so long ago... we discussed reviewing Ant-Man.
We did. Right. And I've watched it.
So, well, I have also several times, not recently, but enough to remember the good bits from it. So yes. So Ant-Man released in 2015, starring Paul Rudd, Michael Douglas. Let's go with the IMDb synopsis, shall we? Armed with a super suit with the astonishing ability to shrink in scale but increase in strength, cat burglar Scott Lang must embrace the inner hero and help his mentor, Dr. Hank Pym, plan and pull off a heist that will save the world.
Was it really his mentor?
Look, I don't think so, no.
Oh, I don't think it was either.
Maybe he became his mentor when he started doing all those, like when he started teaching him how to use the suit, maybe, and how to use the ants to their potential. Maybe that's what they mean by becoming his mentor. But, you know.
I can see that.
Yep. Yeah. So I'd already seen it. Several times, but this was a first time viewing for you. What do you think?
Oh, and I wasn't, when it first came out, it wasn't really my bag. I wasn't keen to see it. and I kind of wasn't, didn't really have any aspirations to see it. But obviously we got talking about that, and how you said in the, one of the previous ones, I think it was the Guardians one we did, that you said, yeah, I'd enjoy it. So we chose it, and yeah, after watching it, I did. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, nice. About,
yeah, enjoyed it. I wasn't really happy with him as the guy, Paul Rudd, just because all of his previous movies have been comedies. So I just didn't know how he would be able to do a role like this.
What, a serious role type thing?
Yeah,
or serious, you know, action role?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought he was really well, eh? I think he
did both action and comedy really well in it.
Yeah. Again, yeah. Yeah, I really surprised with it, to be honest. Really surprised.
Yeah, nice. I think the ensemble, like the cast, really complemented each other.
Yeah, the chicky babe, Wasp, was going to be Wasp.
Evangelina Lilly, I think her name is.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, she was all right. Yeah.
What's been some of your favourite roles that she's played, Adam?
I think she was great as an elf.
In The Hobbit?
Yeah. She wasn't in the books. Or the book, sorry. She wasn't in the book.
Singular.
Singular, but yet we'll make through movies.
Yeah,
yeah. Cha-ching. That's what it's all about. But
I think Lost for me.
You think Lost? Oh, from her?
Yeah.
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 Sorry, I was lost.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Yeah. I didn't really watch Lost.
Yeah, it was an acquired taste, I think.
Yeah, I did start watching it.
And then there was polar bears on a desert island, or like on a tropical island, and you were like, screw this shit.
No, I went to the defence then.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I went away and, yeah, missed a bit and then lost the story. But apparently, it was like 9 years, 9 seasons or some shit.
It's like seven, I think. Seven or eight, something like that, yeah.
Well, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it just dragged on a bit. But, yeah. Anyway, we've gone off topic.
We've gone off topic.
Yeah.
All right. Ant-Man. Was the first one off, first cab off the rank?
Yeah, best cool. Plot. So we'll just explain to some listeners, there will be spoilers. And for those first time listeners, Adam and I came up with some lists, with a list of things that we normally run through of talking points that we have for this movie. So first cab off the rank is best line in movie. Over to you, big fella.
The line when he is talking to Hank Pym and he gives him that ultimatum, really, like, you know, I want you to work for me. And he goes, look, I'm done with breaking and entering and stealing stuff. And and he goes, okay, well, I'll do whatever you want me to do. What do you want me to do? I want you to break in, steal some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that was... Did you have the same one?
No, but I do. Like, when you started saying it, I'm like, yes, I know what you mean. Yeah, that is a...
The reaction you gave then, I thought you might have the same line.
No. Mine was a different one to that. But yeah, no, yours, that is a very funny line. Yeah, I do like that.
What? Tell me yours, Dave.
So mine was right towards the end of the movie, and... it was his ex-wife's fiance's partner.
Yeah.
And the aunt runs outside, like runs down the stairs and past him. And he goes, damn, that's a messed up dog. Yeah. Yeah, I crack up every time I hear that bit. Yeah, it's that was my favourite bit. Well, favourite line, yeah.
Sorry, I know the bit you're talking about, but it just seems... There was so many other ones.
So many other good ones, and I've chosen that one.
Narrowed it down.
Yeah.
To the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. A messed up dog.
Yeah. Because it's not something like, it's just, you don't expect him to go, oh, that ant was a dog. Oh.
No.
And a weird looking one too.
Yeah. All right. I can see you come.
Yeah. See?
Yeah. Feel like a blind man reading.
Sorry, mate?
Feel like a blind man reading.
Sure.
Like that?
No. But anyway.
I can't believe you didn't like that.
Yeah, no. Hey, look, I've got to talk. We're going to talk about sport after this, which is going to be good because the...
Going on with sport.
The Wallabies game this morning. Did you see it?
I saw a bit of it just before. I didn't get up last night to watch it.
Right.
But they replayed it on Fox just before I was watching it.
Nice. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to talking to you about that bit. So, yeah. Did you watch the whole thing, though? Like, in that replay? Or was it just, like, highlights?
I watched from about 10 in to the first, and then, yeah, just after the second half. Yeah, so I didn't see the whole game.
Cool. All right. Back on topic. Sorry about that, listeners. All right. So, favorite part of the movie?
You go first because I went first last time.
Oh, you got me. All right. I would have to say it was the fight scene in the chopper when they're both small, and so he's got the lasers coming off him, and it shoots the pilots, and because like yeah, so they get hit. And then the chopper's going down, whatever. And then they hit Siri, and he goes, "I'm going to destroy you." And he's playing "Destruction" by The Cure. Yeah,
yep.
That bit was my favorite bit because you know, like the CGI for it, and then the awesome product placement, mind you,
Lifesavers
for Apple. Yeah,
for Apple. Yeah.
But then also, like, I thought it was good because in that scene, like, there's so much destruction and they're fighting and they've been shooting and everything before, but it's one of those things that they don't look at or they don't cover is the collateral from that fight in that little scene. But it became an impact within that scene because he's trying to shoot him with the lasers, but it's killing the pilots. So therefore, it then sends them off into the thing and spinning away. So I was like, "Yeah, that it's cause and effect." So,
yeah. Oh, actually, that was a. I did enjoy that. Actually, that one, the lifesavers smashing, in that little briefcase.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. All right, I'll take that and say yeah.
Thanks. Cheers. I didn't write it, but sure. Yeah, I'll take credit for it. Sure.
Oh. I haven't written that one down either. So I've got a couple, right?
A couple. So you couldn't. Right. Yep. Go for it.
One's just like a little snippet thing that I like the takedown that Wasp does on him. She does it three times, I think.
Yep.
That'd be terrible to be taken down like that. But anyway, next one. You just got a vision in your head.
Yeah.
The next one. I did enjoy. Old mate stories, you know, when his old mate's telling what the job is.
Oh, yeah. So then he's like, oh, man. But I'm like, no.
I liked how they did that with, and they went to those people that were, and he was, you know, he was doing the voiceover, obviously, and they were just talking, but it was perfect.
Yep.
I enjoyed that. That fight scene on the train, that was pretty cool. But, yeah, I thought that was really well done.
They were funny, those bits, yeah.
Really well done. So I'm going to say... Those were quite memorable for
me. Yeah, nice.
Thank you.
That's good. Yeah, he I think Michael Pena was pretty good in this.
The Mexican dude.
Those scenes where he was doing that talking and then when he freaks out and he's like, no, I'm cool, man. How are you? And then he's like, right here. He's like, ah! And he just loses it. Yeah, I thought that was... I thought that was cast really well as well. So moving on to the performance bit, like I thought Rudd was good for that, but I also thought Michael Pena was good for that bit as well.
Yeah, they were all good. There was nothing really acting-wise, I guess, that was terrible, you know? Like,
no.
Yeah, sometimes you watch movies and it's like it's really put on. It's overacted.
Yeah.
That's what I was after. Yeah. Yeah, it was good, man. I really did enjoy it.
That's good. I did think you would. I thought it had the action and comedy.
Good blend.
Yeah.
Because I think, like Thor, remember the first Thor, there was some comedy in that was just shit. Like that Darcy, she's shit comic relief. You know, is it Darcy? Yeah, Potter?
Cat.
I think her name's Darcy in the, I think. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. I just think she's rubbish comic relief. I don't like the comedy that she does.
So from that and also in Two Broke Girls, like that type?
Oh, no, I've never seen that.
Ah, okay, right. Yeah.
Never seen that. She's very good in that, but I just don't like what the comedy that they wrote for in Thor. I just think it's forced.
Right. Yep.
Just my opinion.
Yeah, fair enough. Entitled to it, sure. Even if it's wrong, but anyway. No.
You're a Two Broke Girls fan, sorry.
No, I'm not. I just wanted to take the piss, that's all. Adam just said, fuck you, and gave me the finger. miss you too, buddy. What was your favourite landscape and visual effect? And or visual effect, sorry.
The whole thing was pretty rad.
Yeah.
The way they done it... You know, you knew it was going to be heavily relied on for the visual effects, for one, just for the fact that there's a shrinking dude. So, you know, you've got to take it to that part of the world, you know, that side of the world, you know, everything's small.
Yep.
But although it was really well done. So all those scenes, running around with the ants and everything's just miniaturized. And you see everything from, he's miniaturized, and you're seeing everything from a small person's perspective. It was cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. Really, really surprising.
Yeah, no, absolutely. How much, I thought it was the ants. Like, for me, it was the ants. That was the visual effects that, for the whole movie. Anthony.
Oh, yeah, poor Anthony. Yeah,
poor Anthony.
When Anthony got shot?
Yeah.
The bullet? And... how much of a how deep it was with the wing just floating?
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh man,
it lands.
Yeah,
I think that was an Oscar moment.
Yeah,
like, you know,
I like that. Actually, we should do that in the next. Like, add that to the
Oscar moment.
The Oscar moment. I think that's a good one. Well done. I like that.
I'm writing it down.
Write that down.
I am. Because every movie these days has that bit, you know, that really just grabs the crowd. Like, yeah. Oh,
it's supposed to get you right in the feels.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just writing that down now. This is we're live, I know, but
we're live. Yeah, so you update that sheet and send that for the next one, shall we? Yeah, I'll show you, please.
I'll redistribute it to you.
Excellent.
Probably tonight when you're playing hockey. But hey, we'll get to
that. Well, we'll get to that one too, yes.
Can we cover off on your hockey in NHL?
We can, sure.
Cool. Because you need to give us updates on what the team's doing, man.
Yep, not a problem, we'll do.
Cool. All right. Nice. Well, what's next?
All right. I jumped ahead.
Oh, did you?
Saying that Paul Rudd and Michael Peña were good before.
Yeah, you did.
Who was your favourite? Like, who gave the best performance, do you think?
Oh, Douglas is good, man.
I don't know. Like, this is something about... I'm not a fan, to be honest.
You know?
No.
He's always brimming with confidence because he's with Catherine Zeta-Jones. She's like 10 years younger than him, maybe 20.
Yeah.
Old and crusty.
No, look, there's just something about him that just, not a fan. I don't know why.
Did he steal one of your birthday gifts? Like, why don't you like him? You're a hater, Dave, that's what you are.
Yeah, I am, sure. Yep.
You're a bloody hater.
All right, just call me Trump. Fuck. let's make a rule. Sorry, I won't do that again. Let's not bring up that
the election
stuff. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. No, look, there's just, you know, I think it goes back to the what was it, Romancing the Stone and Jewel of the Nile and all that. Like, I just thought that is just.
That was 80s stuff.
Yeah, but well, that's where I started watching him. Like,
you know, so. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of a movie that he was in that I really liked.
Good luck.
Remember I had to watch War of the Roses once because my mum was watching it because mum really liked him. Don't know why.
Yeah.
But, although that was, it wasn't really a movie appropriate for kids to be watching.
Probably, no, I don't think so, no.
You ever see that one where they end up both dying?
Yep, Danny DeVito.
Oh! Instinct, that's right, he was in that movie.
Oh, and he was in that one with the bloody, where she boils the rabbit, the family rabbit. You're like, ugh.
Well, that's where the bunny boiler thing come from.
Yeah, what was that one?
I don't know. I know it was in a movie and he was in it. I don't know what it's called, though.
Yeah.
Someone will.
I'm sure the listeners will tweet that at us.
Yeah, because we've got a tweet.
We do have a Twitter. We've got a tweet. well done.
Thanks. We've got a Twitter.
Yeah, there's a link to Twitter on from our Facebook. So look at that. And we've got a Facebook, you know, as you do. But yeah.
Yeah, we're on Facebook.
Yep. All right. So you're saying Michael Douglas? That,
yeah, I liked him because he's a good actor, and I thought he was quite well. But Rudd done a really good job. I was surprised at him, actually. I didn't think he'd be able to do the role. But he did. He did it quite well. And he proved that again in Civil War as well. I thought he was great in that.
Now, do you think, though, now that you've seen him in Ant-Man, do you think they like, for Civil War, that they wrote him a little bit dumber or a little bit.
Oh.
I feel like, to me, it felt like it was a different sort of character. Like, he was trying to be more the comic relief type thing than.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, but I guess. I thought it was alright because, you know, he's just an average Joe. Right, and he's getting picked up by these Avenger dudes that he knows. You know, it was from the TV or whatever. It's
a bit starstruck type thing.
Yeah. And I think, so I guess I'm thinking, when as soon as he gets out and he meets Cap and that, and he's amongst all those other dudes. So, yeah. No, I think that was all right.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to get your opinion on that. That was also, now, because you hadn't seen this until, like, you'd seen Civil War before seeing this. So, yeah.
Yeah, I probably think it was fair. Yeah. Yeah, we got the people's performances. Was it what you expected from the comics? See, we're going to cover this later on with
did follow the comic storyline. Yeah.
Do we want to sort of roll these two into one?
Yeah, I think so. I think we should.
I've got a little, not a little bit, but I've got a couple of things on this. So I haven't read any of the comics with Ant-Man.
Me either.
but. I have seen the TV show, cartoon, and Hank Prim. This is the other thing. When this was coming out, I was following the websites and whatever, the comic book ones, and Douglas was playing Hank Prim, and from the TV show, Hank Pym, is Ant-Man, which I know Douglas was Ant-Man ways back, but he was in the Avengers, like Ant-Man, and Hank Pym was him, and he was part of the Avengers. So the fact, you know, with this new one now, that they've got this other dude, so Scott Lang playing
yep.
Ant-Man, or is Ant-Man essentially, and will be a part of the Avengers when it all goes down. I just thought that was a different take on it. Like, I'm not sure why they went that way. But in saying that, how they tied it in at the start with him walking in and Stark there and Peggy, that was going to be my cameo.
Yep. Wasn't really a cameo,
put in there for a purpose, but I thought that was good because I guess that was the reason why they decided to do this the way they did it, you know, yep. by tying, you know, he was a part of that initial push with the shield and all of it and his tech and this and that. So, yeah, I thought it was a different spin. So I don't know if that's ever been done in the comics because I haven't read them, but I thought it was really good.
Cool. Right. I didn't know that it was him.
In the Avengers.
Yeah, that it was Pym, like Michael Douglas' character. So
yeah,
nice. That's good. It's interesting actually, yeah.
And not
something to have a look at.
Yeah, and that Wasp is gonna be his daughter. Or is his daughter. Because in the TV show, Wasp has got a crush on Hank. But
and the original sort of her mother, his wife, was the other Ant-Man, if you like. But, yeah, she's going to be the Wasp, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, because, yeah, she, in the cartoon TV show, she had a crush on Hank.
Right.
Yeah. But she can't do that in this one because Hank's her dad.
Yeah.
And that would be weird.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, it would be, yeah. Wouldn't be kosher, really, but...
Unless you're from the South, y'all. But anyway.
Yeah. Uh-huh. One of those
red states. Sorry, I went back to... Sorry, I did it again. Sorry, I knew I wasn't going to... Sorry. Okay, and I'm done.
So that's what... Yeah, so we tied those two in together.
Yep.
That was the comics side of it and what I thought from my very minimal knowledge of the comics. Would I go out and read one now? Probably not.
Fair enough. Is there a cartoon series on Netflix? Like there is a Black Panther and all that?
I don't know. I still haven't. Well, we don't have Netflix. There's no point having it anyway at the moment. But I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't looked, to be honest. I'll have to check that out too. Yeah.
Did we move on to the next one?
Yep.
Did the plot make sense?
Well, it did until you just blew my mind with that with that comic book stuff. So, but no, look, I thought it was good. It being an origins,
yep.
Setup. I thought or an origins movie. Sorry, I thought it did. I don't know what happened there. Sorry, I thought it it set it up really well. It's got somewhere to go.
Well, you kind of hope that, or I'm hoping that Wasp comes into it, you know, and they have adventures now because, you know.
Well, there is.
It's happening.
2018, it comes out. Ant-Man and the Wasp.
There you go.
Yep. At the same time, he is in New Avengers.
Yeah, the
Gauntlet. Infinity War. Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he's in it.
Yep. So we've just tied that up with the rumors and the upcoming movies and sequels part that we do as well. But yeah, so 2018, Ant-Man will be in Avengers: Infinity War and Ant-Man and the Wasp. So
that comes out in the same year.
Yeah, well, according to IMDb. So.
All right.
You may as well just, you know, shoot one bit and then jump over to the other bit while you're going. So,
yeah. Oh yeah, I think that actually starts shooting next year. Start next year, I think.
They're
going to kick that off because they're doing them back to back, the two Avenger ones. Sorry,
I didn't realize that. Please go on. Please continue that.
So there's going to be two Avenger movies. Because they were going to make it part one, part two of this Infinity thing.
Yeah.
That's what they were called in the infancy when it first sort of coined this idea. Now they've the first one that's going to be coming out is still the Infinity War. So yeah, Thanos is going to be in that and all the rest of it. But the second one that was named as Part Two has now lost that title. It is now untitled. So it's just the Avengers. They haven't done anything. So it's
right.
Put a lot of information out there on this website anyway that I go to that no one really knows what it's going to be about now, because I thought, you know, this whole Thanos thing was going to stretch two movies, but now they've canned the title of the second one. People are saying, well, it might not span. It's going to be something different. So there's all these other new rumors I've got out now. Running out of control.
Well,
do you like that? Do you like that? Do you like that?
Sounds good. Sounds interesting. You've got me intrigued now. So that's something to go and look for. I like it.
Right. That's what I'm doing these little in our podcast, Dave.
Yeah. Well, hey, look, while we're on the topic of interesting things within the Marvel world, Guardians?
Yes.
Guardians 2 coming out.
Have you seen the
little trailer bit? Yeah. Yep, getting excited.
Yeah, same. I'm
and the I'm little Groot.
Yeah. I really want to see a trailer for it.
Yeah, yep. Also, what was that other bit I was going to talk about? Oh, Deadpool.
Yeah, did you hear about that?
So they've lost the director and one of the writers?
No, I don't think they're the writer. I think the musical side of it, I think that they lost.
Right, okay.
There was a disagreement or something or other, but they seem to think it's for the best, so.
No, hopefully they don't fuck it.
Yeah, well, Reynolds is still attached, obviously, but he had quite an influence in the writing of that movie.
Right, yep.
So, you know, I think he was one of the big driving forces that it even got made, and he was really adamant that he wanted to stick to the source material. So I think it's not a bad, like, he did a good job with that first one, that Miller, but yeah, you know, I don't think we're going to lose anything in terms of, you know, the story and it going away from what we've seen already, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, cool. Well, hopefully. Keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, and the other one, actually, just before we go, did you see the Logan?
Oh, that was it. That was the one I was going to. How good does that look?
Man, I'm so glad. Glad we sort of went like this, because I'm really glad they released Deadpool, like that movie, because that really opened the door for this Logan to be just brutal and raw and the way it should have been right from the get-go.
It looks pretty, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be. He's got to just unleash. Because the Old Man Logan comic book is good.
Right, okay.
Raw, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I did watch that and went, holy shit, that looks like it could be the best one that they've done.
Hopefully. Well, it's the last. So it's got to be.
Yeah, because that Japan one was terrible.
Yeah, you know, he's been one of my favourite characters since I was young, really young. And just, like, I still like them, I guess, to a certain extent, but no, they were shit. I was really disappointed, man. Why did I even try and talk that up then? Like, yeah, they were okay.
Yeah, no, don't do it. Don't do it.
Fuck. Yeah. Anyway.
Let's get back on topic. All right. Did the plot make sense? Yeah, we did that one. Best cameo. I had the Falcon.
Oh, look, I knew you were probably going to have, because that was good. Yep. I went with Peggy Carter because it was good to see her again.
Yep.
I got a bit of a crush on Peggy. It was good to see her. Slightly older. But, yeah. I think she was still nice. She done well.
Jesus.
That was all I could come up with cameo there. I didn't really recognise anyone else. I suppose maybe the ant's famous. So I don't know.
What, Anthony?
Yeah, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
In the hive he's from, or whatever. I don't know. That was shit. That was a terrible joke. Fuck.
Anyway. All right. I didn't have any bits that didn't make sense or weren't resolved. I think everything was good.
Two.
You've got two bits. All right. Let's have them.
I didn't want to cut you off then. So you had none.
No, I thought it was... I thought the movie was good. I really enjoyed it. So, yeah. No, okay. I don't have any, but lay it on me. What do you got, brother?
So it looks like they've kept the ant then, I guess. The big ant.
Oh, the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's...
Like,
we're gonna,
what the shit? Yeah.
I take it then?
Yeah.
But...
Try getting that microchipped at the vet.
That's terrible.
Come on. Come on.
All right. That was, that was all right.
I'll just let the listeners know that the look that Adam just gave me then was like, that was fucking terrible. That was, that was the look that I got then. But please continue, Adam.
I can do a look like that.
Yeah.
My other one was, what happened to Thomas? The tank engine. I still going. That was, yeah. We don't know.
Maybe it's a cubby house out the back.
Maybe, yeah. Oh, I suppose. Okay. I'll tick.
I don't know. I'm making shit up.
Oh, I've ticked it. What I'm surprised there wasn't more backlash about was those lambs. They didn't put a caveat at the start or anything like, no animals were harmed during the filming of this.
They do it at the end, mate.
Do they?
Have you never sat through a credit? It's a Marvel movie, mate. You should be sitting through the credits.
Did you?
Yeah, because the bit with... what's his name? Was it in it?
Falcon?
No, the bit at the end of this credit was kicking up... Civil War.
Was it? I didn't watch it.
Oh, Adam.
No. It's too late now.
Oh, Adam.
Like, are we live? Can I?
Yeah.
So
what?
There's a bit at the end.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Are you new? Come on. This isn't the first time you've watched a Marvel movie, and this was something that I raised to you in the Facebook chat with Pez and Nate. Shout out Pez, Nate. Why do people get up and leave the cinema movie when?
Because I don't know how many they're doing these days. Sometimes I do one, you know, almost directly after, and then sometimes I do one right at the end. And if you've got a pee, mate...
You hold that shit.
Oh, then it's awkward. Then people start looking at you strange.
It's a Marvel movie. You know there's going to be shit at the end of it.
You're really rousing at me.
I can't believe you. Did you just turn it off and then go, yep, well, that was good. Thanks very much. Like, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm officially in trouble.
Oh my god! So yeah. Anyway, it's got Bucky sitting in the vice thing.
Yeah.
And Cap and the Falcon are talking, and the Falcon says, "Oh, like so." They're like, "Who can we get to do something?" Like, they're trying to get the team together, and that's when. In Civil War, when he goes and gets, like, because he goes, I know a guy,
yeah,
and he's referring to Ant-Man, and right. Then that's when Hawkeye goes and gets him, and then brings him over to
Germania.
They went to Germany, were they?
I don't know, Europe.
Oh, yeah,
Switzerland.
I want to say Bratislava, but that's Euro trip. Yeah.
Oh yeah. <we're... laughs> Bugger all money left.
Yeah. Can you take us to Bratislava? I'm never going to Bratislava again. Yeah, we'll go to Bratislava. Yeah. Sorry.
Euro trip.
Wow, I can't. So, yeah, maybe that can be your homework, Adam. Go and watch that.
Adam, homework. Yeah. Tuesday. The movies.
Oh, wow.
Upset.
All right. With me. So,
next,
let's push on. Alternate ending. Could you see it having one?
Mine was blank. But if you're going to put the pressure on me right now and said alternate ending, you could have had maybe those two kissing, and she walks him out, and she slams the door for whatever reason, and then this other behind the door. This thing falls down, and it's the wasp, like another wasp suit for her to jump into and try on.
Mind blown. That was awesome. Well done. You just thought of that off the top of your head.
I did. I've arrived.
Look out. Oh, that's good. Yeah, yeah, righto.
Oi, do it for me. Drop your mic. Drop it. Dump.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You idiot.
But I actually, that was on the spot because that I've left that slot blank.
Yeah, righto. Well, yeah, I thought it was good. Yeah, because he did leave. He did give her the suit anyway, didn't he?
Yeah, he gave him the suit. Yeah,
no, he gave her. He
did he?
Yeah, Hank, her father, gave her the suit and shit.
When did he give her that? Oh, this is a post credit thing.
No, I don't think it was post credit. Oh, yeah, but yeah, they're talking, and Michael Douglas gives her a suit.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. There you go. I missed that.
Did you watch the end of the movie, or?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they were talking and whatever, and then he leaves, and he stays in the little room by himself. And he opens the door in their passion, then he leaves. And he goes, "You're full of shit." He goes, "You're bullshit or whatever."
Yeah.
That, yeah, because I thought that was funny, well, too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just a little bit after that. But he gives her a suit, so you should probably check that bit out again, mate.
Man, I've really failed at this
point. Dude, could just be, how do you know I'm not just fucking with you?
Maybe you could be.
I could be.
Maybe you could be.
Well, yeah.
Oh.
All right, so we've gone over the movie. Did the movie follow the comic line?
Yeah, we have.
Yep. Where do you think it hit gold, and where do you think it failed?
Same again. I've got to say the same as the Guardians, even though I think Guardians is better. But comedy, action, pretty cool. The mixture between the short ant size fighting and large,
yep.
Stuff was cool. I was really impressed with that.
Yeah,
that to me hit gold.
Yep. No, I totally agree. I think yeah, the whole thing was really good. I really enjoyed it. Watching it for the first time.
You are?
No. I'm saying watching it for the first time, it was enjoyable.
There's yeah.
Been a time when I've watched it. I think I've watched this about 3 times, maybe.
Oh really?
And yeah, I haven't. There hasn't been a time where I've been bored in it. So yeah, no, it's.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So it was solid.
Yeah, I'd give it a 7.
Man, no, 6.5. But. In saying that, actually...
6.5 tiny ant wings.
Oh. 6.5 Yeah, like, oh yeah, Chris Parnell. I always think about Chris Parnell whenever I see the dude that plays Cyril Figgis. Does his
plays,
voice.
Plays who?
You know Cyril Figgis in Archer?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, the actor that voices him is Parnell, his last name is. And I always think of the Parnell dude that does the reviews on Triple J.
Yep.
Yeah. I eventually got there, mate, with that. I'm glad you stayed with me.
Well, hey, it was a great ride.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Rotten Tomato gave it 81%.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, clearly it's done well enough that they brought him back in Civil War. They're bringing him back in the Avengers Infinity War, and he's getting a sequel. So,
yeah, I'm glad you said that, because that's what I was saying in my head. Well, it met expectations because they've already announced there's going to be a sequel.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't be like Fantastic Four, that reboot, when they scrapped it. But actually, do you know that they did say that there was going to be a sequel to that? I haven't even seen the first one. There was going to be a sequel for it, but because Deadpool went so well, they just went, no.
Oh, righto. Good call, and, Marvel.
Yeah, a sequel to Deadpool.
Yeah, nice.
All right.
Well, I think that sort of wraps up Ant-Man. I think that was, I'm glad you enjoyed it, to be honest. I thought you would, and I'm glad you did.
Yeah, mate, I trusted your opinion.
Yep, thank you.
Yeah, and we got there.
Yeah, nice. All right, well, shall we move on to sports?
Let's get there. There's been a lot going on.
Actually, before we do, what are we going to do next?
Oh, yeah. So do we want to venture out of our comfort zone with Marvel and go with something a little bit DC?
Okay, cool.
Now, I'm pretty sure...
I picked Ant-Man, so this is on you.
Did you?
Yep, I'm pretty sure I did.
No, we rock, scissors, paper for it.
Did I win, though?
I can't remember.
Anyway, you pick.
Oh, fuck.
Jesus Christ, mate, it's not that hard.
DC one. Oh, let's do Suicide Squad.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
Have you seen it?
Yes. But I'll watch it again.
Yeah, I will too.
I'll painstakingly sit through it.
Yeah, because I can go in my big gripe with that, because the thing that really annoys me about the end, but let's wait till we review it.
We'll wait.
Yeah. Can you wait that long?
Yeah, well, I've got to go away. I don't have to go away, but I choose to go away.
Yeah, I've got to go away on a holiday.
I've got to go overseas on a holiday. I mean, fucking woe is me, right?
Wait. Sorry.
But yeah, so it'll be another couple of weeks before we...
That's right. They'll give me time to watch it. And sit through the end.
All right, so let's kick it off with some Major League Baseball.
Do it.
Season. All right, so Back to the Future was a year out in their prediction of the Cubs winning the World Series. First time in 108 years. Good on them. Well done. Yeah. They came back from 3-1 down in the series to win it.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it in a regular 9-innings game. Had to go to an extra innings.
Did you watch it?
I did see that the 10th inning of that game.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I was coming home from a research thing at uni, and I was able to see the 10th inning because there was a rain delay. So I was like, oh, sweet. So, yeah, got home and saw that last bit, so...
Yeah. Bill Murray was happy.
It was pretty funny, yeah.
I'm happy. And you predicted, well, you were close. You got 50% there, but you predicted a Red Sox Cubs World Series.
Yep.
And you were close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did win a little money on it, so that's all right.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Can't.
Yep. Yeah. So I haven't seen any trade news or anything like that for anyone from the Giants. Actually, just on the Cubs thing. Their ticker tape parade for winning the World Series.
Yeah.
It was either the 5th or the 7th. I think it might have been the 7th. Largest gathering of people.
Yeah, there was
ever registered. It was 5 million people.
Oh yeah, there you go. Man,
that is insane.
What's our population now?
Ours, 21, 22, something like that, isn't it?
There you go.
Yeah. Wow. 5 million people. Insane. That is good on them. It's been 108 years since that. Since a Chicago Cubs supporter.
It's a long time.
Can say that their team won the World Series. Now, it was 108 years since they won it. I don't think there's a person alive. I can't imagine anyone alive that would be able to say, yes, I remember them winning the last World Series.
I remember the last time they won.
Was he or she, you'd think, what, four? They would have a met, four or five, maybe? They would have recollection of something like that. So they'd be 113? Like, what? No.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no.
Not in America.
Yeah, true. Yeah. They just shoot them all. They shoot themselves anyway, so yeah. Yeah, cool. So I think that's all I've got on baseball. Good on the Cubs. Well done. I haven't seen anything on the Giants and moves. Actually, I was quite surprised, though, that the Red Sox went out so quick.
Yeah, I would have thought that would have put up a bit more of a fight, especially with the big fella's departure.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. It was a very quick out for them, I thought.
I honestly didn't think Cleveland had it in, to be honest. But, man, they were good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did think it was good, though, that it wasn't Cleveland, because then they don't get two of their major league sports teams winning the championship in the 1 year.
Yeah, well, we definitely know the Browns aren't going to be doing anything, so.
That's true.
there's no ice hockey team there, eh?
No. No, they have the Columbus, but not Cleveland.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so, mate, I've got, nothing, just really stoked for the Chicago that they got over the line.
Yeah, bloody oath. But, yeah, I did think it was funny that Back to the Future predicted it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a year out, but, yeah, they were pretty bloody close.
Close, yeah. You know the Simpsons predicted Trump?
Yeah, I've seen that. It was like, well, they did it for, like, 2010 or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, good on them, though. Like,
I don't know what you brought that up for.
Pardon?
I don't know why you brought that up for.
Who, me? Anyway, let's jump on into hockey, shall we?
Yeah, I haven't been, to be honest, I haven't followed anything with hockey at all since our last spray, but
yep.
I'm sure you have. I've got stuff for the others, but you need to tell us, do you want to kick off with telling us a bit about
you? So, Nate and I are in a team. We're the Numbats, the local one of the D grade Canberra teams.
Yeah.
We are 1-3 so far. 18 games in the season, but
that many, okay.
Yeah. So, well, 17. There was supposed to be 18, but we'll only play 17 because the first one was like a meet and greet type thing, and then so yeah, it was supposed to start that first week, but they kicked it off. They moved it to the following week. So yeah, so we're 1-3. Got a game tonight.
Yeah.
At 7:45, we're taking on the Feisty Bisons.
Ooh.
Yeah. Quite. First time playing them, so that'll be good.
And you'll be on the D?
I'm playing.
You said you're back and you're on the D now.
Well done, well done. Yeah, so I'm probably just going to be playing defence. So yeah. So that's good. Enjoying that. So,
if anyone's seen Goon at listens, just think about it.
It's non-contact. It's good that it's not a fighting league because I couldn't fight my way out of a wet paper bag. So
the good looks, you know. Yeah.
I'm a lover, not a fighter. So yeah. Really, really enjoying that. So that's good.
Yeah, mate.
Certainly keeping the fitness up. That's for sure.
Bet.
But in the NHL, teams have played between 16 and 13 games so far. Some surprising results.
Really?
Well, not so much results, but leaders in divisions. You've got Winnipeg up in the top three in the Western Conference Central Division. Avalanche are coming last in that division, but anyway.
Did you follow?
Yeah, them, Avalanche, yeah.
Oh.
The ones that are coming last in that division. Thanks, Adam. Yep.
Sure.
Shit-eating grin on your face, you bastard. Edmonton are doing well, which they were going to have a good year, I thought. But Montreal, they've started off strong again this season. Although they did have a massive loss earlier. They lost a game 10-0.
10-0?
10-0. Yeah, so that hurt them a little bit in their for and against, but, you know, they're doing all right. So, they've lost one regular, regular time, that 10-0 loss. But then they've only lost one in overtime, so they still get a point for that.
Yep.
So, yeah, out of the 15 games that they played, they're 13-1-1. So that's a good start for them straight out off the bat. But they did this last year, and then their goalie got injured, and then they did not make the playoffs. But there's, out of the seven Canadian teams, there's one, two, three, four. Four are in the top three. They're in playoff position at the moment. Granted, the season goes for 82 games, so there's a lot of hockey to be played.
Yep.
But the Canadian teams have come out strong, well, four of the seven anyway. They're playing well so far, so it's good. There's been some big hits. There's been a lot of goals scored so far, so it's been good. The rookies have been doing well. So first game, the number one pick got four goals in the very first game, scored four goals in his NHL debut. The number two pick has scored two hat tricks. So, yeah, they're doing well.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, bloody oath. Lots of goals scored, so.
Would you say it's expectations of this season so far, you've been surprised? It's caught you by surprise, you know, that there's been some changes, some teams that traditionally don't do so well are doing better, or?
Oh, well, there's been a lot of coaching moves.
Yeah.
So that's brought in.
You guys got a new coach?
We did, yeah, yep.
You guys, Colorado?
Yes, Colorado. Thank you, Adam. Yes. Now, Adam, you go for Florida. Was that correct? Yeah, they're not in a playoff spot. So, yeah, anyway. but, yeah, no.
Ask Leo.
Thanks. Now, look, Ottawa, I'm actually quite surprised with how well Ottawa's going. Going to Ottawa earlier on in the year and watching them play.
Yep.
Actually quite surprised how well they're doing. Hopefully they can keep it up. They're doing well. San Jose, who went down to Pittsburgh in the Stanley Cup, they're coming second in their division as well, so they're doing well. And Crosby was out for four or six games with a concussion at training. So he's come back in and had an impact straight away. He scored a point in every game that he's played, whether it be a goal or an assist. More so goals than assists, but
yep.
So he's doing well. But then you got McDavid, who's killing it. He's been named captain for the Oilers. Youngest in Oiler history. I'm not sure if it's NHL history. I think it might be, but yeah, 19, and he's captain of the team. And they got a massive new stadium this year. They opened it like to start the season. Holy shit, that thing is huge. It is insane. Yeah. It's got the biggest Jumbotron thing over the rink.
Yeah.
Yeah, the biggest, like the biggest in the league. So yeah,
That's what that's called.
The what?
That's what that thing's called. Jumbotron.
Well, that's what they call them, like all the American sports call them, all that shit, yeah.
I didn't know that.
But the casino is in the rink. Like, it's all in the one complex thing. So there's nightclubs and the rink and then the casino as well.
Yeah.
Which, when I went to Edmonton in 2011, their casino was ridiculously small. Like, it was smaller than the Canberra casino.
All right, that's...
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah, that is small, yeah, you're right. So, hopefully the... Because they've got they've got big money there. So, hopefully they did them up a good one. So, so there were some big trades, big moves. Big one, PK Subban went from Montreal to Nashville. The guy that they swapped, Shea Weber, he's actually been carving up in Montreal. So I think they got the better end of the trade there. So they only lost one regular season game. So he's killing it. So and he's won a few times. He's won the hardest shot at the All-Star games.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I actually don't mind seeing the skills challenge and things like that at the All-Star game.
Yeah, yeah. I do enjoy watching that as well, yeah. Yeah, so it's progressing nicely. Few big upsets. One of the teams that I was talking to Nate about this as well, quite surprised with how well the Columbus Blue Jackets are going. So they're just a couple of spots out of the playoff, like the top three within that within the division. But so they're in a wild card spot. But yeah, they're two out from the wild card from the temp. But anyway, quite surprised with how well they're going from how they have been. So
I guess front runners. Do you reckon? How many games are left?
70.
Okay, yeah, all right.
60, for some of them, 60, 68. Sorry, 67. So, yeah, there's a lot to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm just hoping that Montreal don't fail the way that they did last year, because their goalie was the main reason that they were doing so well last year, and it would appear he's having an impact again this year in that, as soon as he got injured and went out, they just went to shit.
Yeah, you're right.
So, So, it's going on nicely, and I'm enjoying watching it. It's good fun.
Are you watching plenty of games?
Yeah. I watch as many as I can on the weekend, and then just do the highlights and the condensed games sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. That condensed.
Throughout the evening.
I'm really happy with that.
It's a little. It's not as good as the condensed within NHL isn't as good with the NFL.
Oh, okay.
But it's the recaps that they do are pretty good. But I am getting my hockey fix on my drive to work to and from work in that the Sportsnet 590 Hockey Central at Noon podcast. It's the Canadian Broadcast Network from Toronto.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So it gives you a good rundown.
Yeah. Yeah, they mainly talk about Canadian teams and Toronto themselves, which is good because I don't mind Toronto. Like I've come to like them more and more, probably because of this podcast. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, but no, I don't mind it. So it's good. Toronto is my Canada team.
Toronto.
So home of Tim Hortons.
Oh, Timmy Horton's. Hey, oi, there it is.
We tied it in again.
That's right. Timmy Horton's, please.
So, yeah. Free.
More than happy. Take it.
Yeah, nice. So one of the guys at work, he's got family that live in Calgary, so he's going over there. And he's like, so yep, I'll be getting plenty of Tim Horton's. I'm like, oh, go screw yourself. So
he's not going to bring you back for you?
He might. I'm still working on whether or not he will. Yeah. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tell me, bring him back All Blacks pin or something from New Zealand.
Yeah, we'll see how we go. Yeah, cool. So, shall we move on to basketball, mate?
Yeah, mate. So, the season has kicked off. So, I think there were some preseason games and whatnot going on in the last podcast. But, yep, season is, it's on, it's going.
Yep.
Let's go through the standings.
All right, how's D-Rose going? Is he injured yet?
No, he's not yet. He's travelling all right at the moment.
That's a bit annoying.
He's not the bullseye anymore.
That's, yeah, I know, that's what I mean, that's why it's annoying.
Right, that's right, yeah, he's not injured.
Yeah. And how's Wade been going?
Good. Yeah, he's been pretty solid for the Bulls.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I hate Rondo, but he's in our team. And he's been okay so far. So, been giving the ball up. They're looking okay. They're looking better than what I thought they were going to look. So, they are coming fifth in the Eastern Conference, which is pretty good. Cavs are streaks ahead. They're 7-1.
Oh, wow.
And they picked off pretty much from where they left last year. You know, the couple of games that I've seen them.
Is Delly still playing there?
No. So Delly picked up a deal for 30-odd mil or something, and he's at the Bucks now. So he's getting a bit more
game time.
Yeah. Yeah. So that other Aussie, that Thon maker, he's at the Bucks as well. So there's two Aussies.
Oh, wow. He's the guy that just got drafted there, yeah. Didn't he?
Yeah. 11th pick, I think he was.
Yeah, nice.
Anyway,
how's he
going? Yeah,
so, how's he going?
Delly's going good. He's solid. And that Thornmaker, he has... I don't think he's had a great deal of time on the court, but I think he's got his first rebound. He's scored some points in that since he's been on. Like, you know, he's played, so that's good from his perspective, yeah. So I'm guessing he'll just get more and more game time as the season goes on. Jason Kidd's the coach of that team.
Oh, really? He Wow. Because he was at Brooklyn, wasn't he?
Yes. Yeah, he was. And then he jumped ship.
Wow. Or did he get kicked from...
No, I don't think he did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But in good news, all teams in the NBA have at least won a game now, which is good.
Who hadn't?
So, Philly hadn't. Until just past couple of days.
Isn't
Simmons?
What?
The Aussie.
Yeah, what's his name? Ben someone, is it?
Yeah, so he's injured. So he's out.
Oh, hang on. There's something going on there with him, isn't there? Him and his manager or something?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought wasn't that they didn't want him to play or something? Like he didn't want him to play there at all?
So he's out and he's had the operation. Everything went well with that. But I think they want to, because it's one of the metatarsals on his foot that he's broken. So it can be quite tricky in the sense that you don't want to rush him back. You know, yep, he's fine. He's recovered. He's rehabbed well. But they don't want to rush him back because there's he's been historically that yeah they can re-injure. They will get another break or something on that.
Righto. Yep.
100%. So yeah, they want to sit him for the season.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Did he do that in preseason?
Yeah, last preseason game.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Hey, Rafa. Yeah, but won't go into NBA too much. So we can talk about NFL. But
okay, yeah.
If you want, but yeah, it's been pretty good so far.
Cool.
Call the games, yeah. Every their strides. I still hate Golden State. And
sorry.
I still hate Golden State.
I was going to say, how are they doing?
They're 7-2. They're coming second. I just hate them. They're useless. Coach.
I was just curious how Durant and Curry have been going.
Yeah, so Clay's has been playing pretty ordinary and hasn't found his groove. The other week, Curry had none from 10 three-pointers, but then he broke the record a couple of few games ago. But I mean, if they don't hit their, they're historically known that they hit their threes and that's what they rely on. That's all they've got. When that's not firing, they're rubbish. And they've already lost two games. You know, they went 20 odd, I think maybe even 30 games started last year without even dropping one.
Wow.
So they're sitting at 7-2.
So,
yeah. I don't like them at all. But shall we move along? Shall we go straight into what we love?
Let's do it.
Yeah. And NFL.
Alrighty. So, Seahawks
sitting
at 5-2-1.
See, they're still sticking in the division. In the conference, sorry, my mistake.
5-2-1.
Sorry.
5-2-1.
Yeah.
With that draw.
Well, see, yeah, they drew the Cardinals, and the week following, the Redskins drew with the Bengals.
Oh, really? I didn't even see that.
Yeah. And it would have been almost another one. I can't remember who was the other game in the following week, but there was almost going to be another draw. It went to overtime, and they got a result.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But
I've got to admit, I haven't been keeping up to date with the Seahawks because, I've been watching hockey and then other studying and that sort of thing. So I haven't been up to date with how they've played. Like, I don't think I actually watched the game, like did the, what do you call it, condensed game for last week. So I might leave that one with you to discuss. Yeah.
I watched the condensed and, yeah, like it was a win. And people were saying, oh, you know, Wilson's finally found his groove. I'm not convinced. We'll start with defense. They missed a lot of tackles. So there are a lot of downs where they could have shut them down. So they had a lot of trouble last week with getting off the field on third down, not shutting them down.
Right.
There was a lot of missed tackles that led to first downs, which is not usually our game. Like, you know, we're just tight. But, just overcommitting, like, you know, trying to put that big hit on and then they just stop, step, whatever, make another 5 yards or what have you. So we let ourselves down. We tightened it up in the third quarter. But then, it sort of went a bit loose in the fourth quarter. Our D got us over the line, and this is, I don't agree with the comment that they made about the pass game being back. So it was really tight towards the end of the fourth quarter, and we didn't manage to get a first down when we had possession to get us up the field and just to run the clock down. So that was really disappointing. We had to punt it away and the D held in, so we got away with the win, but it was, we very well couldn't have. We probably didn't deserve to. So they keep saying they're getting better every week, but, yeah.
20 of 26 completions. for Wilson.
That game.
In that that game against the Bills, but
they were red hot in the second quarter.
What'd they score?
Rams.
Three touchdowns in that second.
Three touchdowns, but unreal. One-handers.
Oh, really? Wow.
Oh, and that was the other thing. Our run game is non-existent. We don't have one. Tyler Lockett did one of the back cut things and made 13 yards. And he was, because I was watching the feed on ESPN, just watching the game summary.
Yep.
And yeah, he was the leading rusher with 13. I was like, what the hell is going on? It shouldn't be a wide receiver. You know?
Yeah.
But apparently one of the coaches, he was the offensive coach, came out and said this week they got a lot of reads on the offensive line, which stuffed up the run game. So we really need that to be better tomorrow.
Right. Okay. Who we got? We got Minnesota, is it?
New England.
New England. Oh, no. Oh, shit.
It'll be on telly too.
Well, of course, yeah, because it's the Pats. The late.
Yeah. So I think we could be in a spot of bother. But Cam Chancellor is back. Michael Bennett's still out, unfortunately. So hopefully he's back soon. And Rawls will be back next week, apparently. So that might help our run game.
Righto.
Maybe. I'm hoping. But we'll wait and see. But right. Tell you what, I've been impressed with is the Cowboys.
Cowboys, you
say? Yeah, they're 7-1, man, and Romo has been out the whole year. This rookie quarterback, this Dak Prescott, has just killed it.
Wow.
I know, 7-1, man, they're lighting it up. Unreal.
You know, it's funny you did say that, so I went and chucked a couple of bucks on them.
Did you? I don't think Pittsburgh. I don't think they'll beat them down there.
Not for this week. I put it on it for the Super Bowl.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I think they were paying like 9. It was either 9 or 14.
Yeah.
No, I think we were paying 9, and they were paying a bit more. So yeah.
Yeah, it was not a bad bet.
Chucked a sneaky fiver on it or sneaky tenner on it. So.
Yeah. Why not?
But yeah, who they got? So, wow, they've been doing well. Well, we beat them.
Yeah, in preseason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Wow, they beat the Packers pretty easy.
Yeah, they're going rubbish, man. They're sitting, they're at 4-4. Wow. I know, it's been up topsy-turvy this season. There's a lot of teams I just didn't think would be there that are. Like, the Eagles have sort of fallen off a little bit. We're lucky to be where we are, but...
Yeah, we're letting in a lot of points.
A lot. You know, we're known for our D. And last week... their first two possessions they scored off. You know? First two drives, and they were big drives too.
Shit.
Yeah. But mind you, we scored straight back, but, you know, we can't afford to be doing that.
No.
Letting things and then relying on offense. But anyway.
You need both offense and defense working.
Yeah. I really do think it'll start to get better with Cam out there. He just controls the back. And once we get Bennett back from injury and have a full health.
Graham, how's Graham been going?
He really went well on the weekend. I'm not really, really a big fan of him, to be honest. But, he really went well on the weekend. And Russell looked a lot better, I thought. So he's had a lot of those injuries. Had a pec, knee, yep. And ankle. What I thought from that game against the Bills, he looked a lot looser, if that makes sense. Yeah, just moving a bit lighter on his feet there, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
That's about all I've got for there.
Nice. Well, hopefully we can stem the hemorrhaging of points. With D, because there's going to be a lot tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, they've got to be on tomorrow.
Yeah, yep, absolutely.
Have to be. Otherwise, it's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah. Cool. All right, well, So yeah, the Wallabies last night.
Yeah, just got away with a win. I see.
Mate,
can't complain with a win.
I did woke you watch up. It? I woke up and it was just wide awake. I thought, when are we playing them? And I checked it out, and it was 5 minutes until kickoff. So I'm like, oh, let's have a look at that. So I watched the first half. I don't know how we scraped away with this win.
Really?
Yeah, they did not look good at all.
Did you think that, this is just from what I saw, they were playing really rushed? Do you know how you've got, it doesn't matter what sport, but your champion teams, they just seem like they've got all the time in the world.
Yeah.
You know, whatever they do, it's just...
All Blacks.
They're a classic example.
Yeah.
We just were really sporadic with what we were doing, and and all of that, you know, the pass, they just... There was a bit before or a bit after, even the timing. I mean, it's happened a couple of times this year with some games I've seen where our timing was out, we were running into each other. It's just not professional.
Yep, you know? Absolutely.
But it was.
Yep. Look, to be honest, I think in that game last night, the only time that they actually looked like they were going to win was they were down a man. Will Skelton had been sent off for a stupid penalty.
Dumb, man. I check his voice, so he's going to always be in.
We were down a man. Like, we were down a man, and we put the pressure on them to actually go ahead and score that try. We were down a man when we scored that to go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the only time
that we looked.
That we actually, like, that it looked good.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have been like that because they were a man down. Like,
yeah, that's right.
I think we just had the legs more than Scotland did in the end there because we did run over them a bit. So I thought, although in saying that, I thought they were going to do us after the full time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it went for about 3 or 4 minutes after the 80.
And that was that was their first hit out as a team for their international season.
Scotland's.
Yeah. So
yeah. Yep.
We were probably lucky in that regard then.
Yeah.
That was, you know, it come down to that because they just wouldn't have had the club fitness and the international game preparation, you know?
Yeah. And one of the tries, they got a good bounce on one of the tries.
Their second try? I didn't see the first. So their second try, that Kurandrani, out of the line, missed tackle. Try. I don't even know why he's in the team.
Yeah. Yep. The Wallabies' first try looked really good. Like, it was a very well set up. It was a set play from a line out.
Yep.
Phipps came behind.
Phipps.
Not Phipps. Who was kicking? Who was the goalie?
Foley.
Who was the goal kicker? Sorry.
Foley.
Sorry. Yeah.
Phipps is shit.
Yeah, no, there was a runaround play with Foley and Folau.
Ah, okay.
And then a spread the ball wide and is it Haleb Penny?
Yeah.
He did a little move and held the ball just enough to bring in the centre.
Yep.
To then give the space for our centre to run through and score their first try. It was really good set play.
Yep.
But yeah, then everything else just looked like shit.
Yeah, disappointing.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to definitely improve.
Yeah. Yep. Hopefully, who have we got next?
France.
France. Yeah.
They play France next weekend, then Ireland, then England, then that's it.
Nice. Well, that'll be good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so hopefully, we can get away with I'd like to see us get this grand slam, but I'd kind of like some players to be let go.
Yeah.
Anyway, my opinion.
Yep.
Yeah.
And obviously the cricket started. We're getting our fucking ass handed to us against South Africa. But yeah, we won't go into that because that's terrible. Yeah. Well, mate, I got to bail. I got to go shred some ice.
Yeah, man.
But it's been good chatting, and it's been good doing this podcast again. So until next time.
Until next time, my friend. Until next time.
I put you on the spot then, didn't I?
You did. Yeah. But crazy, stupid, fine. That's what he said.
That's good. Yeah. Nice.
All right, mate.
All righty. Cheers.